Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official team app. The offense did a lot of good things, Brian, on Sunday. Once again, they moved the football. They put up big yards. Carson Wentz, a career high in passing yards and passing attempts. But two big turnovers early lead to New York's first 14 points. And then late in the game, where it all fell apart again in the red zone, the Eagles fail from first and 10 on the 17-yard line to put the ball in the end zone. What's happening on third downs? What's happening in the red zone?
Well, on third downs, it's easy. If you stay on target on first and second down, so now that you're a third and manageable, we're talking about third and four or less, now you have a defense that doesn't understand whether you're going to run the football or pass the football. That's an effective third down situation. But you have to, in order to do that, you have to be effective on first and second down. Unfortunately for this football team, too many times they're in third and long. You can't be in that situation repeatedly. Again, missed opportunities on first and second down will leave you in third and long, and they can't afford to be in those types of situations.
Brian, what's the key to scoring touchdowns in the red zone?
You have to have the targets. You have to have accurate throws. In the red zone, you have smaller windows. So those throws have to be on target. They have to be absolutely accurate. In the red zone, you have to have lower throws. Those high throws are bad throws. You have to have lower throws. It was a situation in the game where Carson was trying to get DGB in the end zone. He threw the ball a little high. In that situation, you got to throw it low, allow him to use his body going towards the ground to catch the football. Unfortunately, we weren't able to capitalize there.
Tell me what you've seen of Carson Wentz through eight games, the good, the not so good, and what he really needs to work on.
You know, there's been points in the game where he makes great throws. I mean, he absolutely steps into his throw down the field, 20 yards, great throws. Then there's other times where he underthrows receivers. He has bad mechanics. He can be better. One of the things I saw when Nick Foles started to struggle here a couple years ago was that his mechanics got bad. Carson Wentz, as a young quarterback, has to be very close to his quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator, to make sure that his mechanics stay good. Even though he's struggling, even though he may get some pressure here and there, his mechanics have to stay good if he wants to be a quality quarterback.
Brian, the running game, which started out so well this season with all four running backs getting touches, it's kind of been hit or miss since then. And one of the players who's certainly been hit or miss, Ryan Matthews, has a nice touchdown run. And then we don't hear anything from him at all. What's your sense of what's going on with Ryan?
Consistency. I mean, I think when you start dropping the football, and Deuce is very sensitive to that. He was a guy that taught me when I first got here, if you don't hold onto the ball, you're going to be on the bench. And unfortunately for Ryan Matthews, he's had trouble holding onto the football. But being a consistent player is not only holding on to the ball. It's about when you're in there blocking well, catching the ball out of the backfield, and running with power and passion the way that we think that Ryan Matthews can. I don't think we're getting that type of effort every single down from Ryan Matthews. And until he does, Deuce is going to keep him on the bench.
The bright spot in Sunday's loss was Bryce Treggs, two catches, the big 58-yarder. Speed is very apparent as you move forward with Bryce Treggs, and you want to incorporate him into the offense, and you understand that the defense now has some tape on him. How can you use him?
Well, defense is, at this point, no. Bryce Treggs comes in the game. He's going deep. We have to defend that. But that's a good thing. They know that he's going to go deep. Now you can take a guy or two away from that defense because Treggs is going to go deep, and we can slide Zach Ertz in underneath him. And they did that a couple times in this past game. I think if you do more things like that, you continue to allow him to learn that route tree. I think he can be an effective player. At least he puts some pressure on the defense. They have to respect the speed. They have to respect the arm that Carson Wentz has. And we've shown already we're willing to throw the ball deep. We just need more opportunities. I think Bryce Treggs opens up this offense just a bit.
Okay. That's our look at the Eagles offense from the 28-23 loss to the New York Giants. In our next segment here on Eagles 360, we're going to look ahead at the second half of the season. Five home games of the eight remaining games. Can the Eagles make a playoff run in 2016? We'll talk about it when we come back.